I'm Kim Masters. This is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. And John, as you know, and I think most of our listeners know, very sadly, Paul Walker, the star of all but one of the Fast and Furious movies from Universal, was killed last weekend in a flaming car crash. And this is a story that has caused great mourning and sadness in the industry and well beyond. It is also a very significant business story.
Yeah, I want to echo what you said about the tragedy. It is obviously a personal tragedy, but when you look at the business implications of his death, it really is complex and profound. He was about to star. In fact, they started shooting Fast and Furious 7, which was Universal's big 2014 summer release. Universal is a studio that has had a lot of chaos. Adam Fogelson, who co-ran the studio with Donna Langley, has been forced out of his job. Universal is about to release Ronin 47. By all accounts, it's going to be a debacle. Fast and Furious is their only and most important live-action franchise. They have Bourne. I don't think it's near the realm of Fast and Furious. They have Despicable Me in animation. But this is the studio's big movie. They'd already started filming and were racing to make a July 2014 release date. They have footage that I suspect they're now going to have to get rid of and probably start all over again.
Yeah, you know, this is, as you said, the last one of these movies grossed over $780 million. I think some people might think, how many of these can they do? When you do that kind of business, you can keep going. And the lowest grossing one was the only one that Paul Walker wasn't in. So he was a part of this ensemble, and now they have to decide. Now, they do have insurance, it's as a matter of course. So when something like this happens, theoretically, the insurance will cover whatever costs Universal or any studio in this circumstance would incur. If they had to scrap the movie, the insurance would pay all of the money back. If they have to alter and rewrite and hire new talent, then the insurance company would pay the additional expense. But it's a very sticky wicket to me on this one, John, and partly because of the subject matter of the film. I mean, it's one thing when Heath Ledger died, and he had, by the way, done most basically all the filming he needed to do to be in one of the Batman movies. But, you know, he didn't die in a way that directly related to the central theme of the Batman franchise. This is a movie that has caused controversy in the past because of car racing and the danger involved. And while he wasn't racing when he died, he was in a very, very hard-to-handle sports car being driven by a racer friend. They both raced, he and this friend. And it appears that speed may have been a factor. So to me, when you have that in the movie, the question that becomes, is there a halo effect where it affects how people perceive the franchise?
I have a feeling that it really won't be an issue. First of all, because the movie probably isn't going to come out until 2015. Maybe it will come out late 2014, regardless of how quickly they move. But I hear your point, and I know that it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable, but it's not as if probably Paul Walker will be in the new version of the film. I mean, I think it is a little odd, and I think people who have emulated the street racing that Fast and Furious promotes will probably be a little bit more hesitant to go out and race their cars, knowing, in the case of Paul Walker, that it has real-life consequences.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me Mondays at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.